This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Was always something that was special, at the very least to me, but I know us here as a baseball town, we always loved the All-Star game. And it's not just, well, when we were kids, everything seems better and you romanticize about when you were younger. It's because Major League Baseball has a bunch of morons running things to the point where Juan Soto, who is as arguably the biggest star in the game, arguably the biggest star in the game. Like, yeah, I know Judge and Otani. Well, guess what? Soto's right there. He's got the biggest contract in the history of sports. He plays in the biggest market in sports. Oh, and by the way, he produces like an all-star. Look at the numbers. I mean, I don't know, and this is not just about Juan Soto and a Met fan thing, but this pertains to Juan Soto and the Mets right now. This is a baseball thing. It's been an issue forever. And this, to me, was the where I'm drawing the line in the sand. I am boycotting the game tonight. I'm not watching it. And you know what sucks about that? Is that I actually really wanted to watch it. Number one, they're going back to each team wearing their uniforms, which I think is really cool. That's a throwback. That's retro. That's how it used to be. That's how it should be. Enough with the corny, different uniforms. Keep their original uniforms. Yankees wear the Yankee uniform. Red Sox wear the Red Sox, and so on. So that's a cool part of it. You have a bunch of New York stars in it. Judge, Jazz, we could get to him. Rodon, Booney's managing it. Our guy Booney. You got Joe Torre going to be there. Obviously Lindor and Alonso and Diaz and David Peterson, whatever. But there's a lot of appeal locally to watch the All-Star game this time. I can't do it. I can't let Major League Baseball get away with a wrong when there is no justification for it. None. It's an All-Star game. Soto's got the richest contract in the sport, a mega star, one of the, if not the biggest star in the game due to his contract and all the attention that he got last year with the Yankees and then leaving and going to the Mets this year, all of it. And he's on the outside looking in, and you expect me to take it seriously then and watch it? Not to mention that the game doesn't mean anything anymore anyway, because it's not National League versus the American League. There's interleague play every day of the week. It's intertwined. Like, they should just blow that whole format up. It used to be special. It used to be meaningful watching Doc Gooden against Don Mattingly, because it never happened with the Mets and Yankees or whatever. Pick a team. Clemens versus Gooden, whatever it may be. To go back to the 80s, of course, which I loved. Seeing George Brett play against Mike Schmidt, whatever it may be. It used to mean something. Obviously, that's long gone. And I don't even, like, I'm not even trying to get worked up about something so irrelevant and so meaningless as the All-Star game. But on a Tuesday night with nothing else going on, and believe me, I'm going to find some stuff to watch. Like, there's always something with Netflix and Peacock, whatever it may be, whatever, Paramount Plus, pick a service, Hulu, got to finish up on The Bear. My wife and I are watching Ashanti and Nelly's reality show. Like, there's a lot that I could get into on any given night. But on a Tuesday night with no sports going on, and all those things that I mentioned before that are appealing, you know, the history of the sport, the nostalgic feel, especially with the teams wearing their normal uniforms, all the local ties. I actually, tonight, was going to be the one game in maybe the last 15 years that I was looking forward to watching. And I said last week, I'm not watching until Soto gets selected. I honestly was thinking that the idiots at Major League Baseball would realize that Juan Soto needs to find his way there. And after injury replacement, after injury replacement, after Juan Soto's still not there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not to mention that they got a kid, Jacob Mizorowski from the Brewers, who has started 5 games and is going to be an all-star. He's an all-star after starting 5 games. How is that possible? And by the way, I think you can make an argument more so for Mizorowski being, first of all, you can't make an argument against Juan Soto. Like, there's no way to dispute it. His star power, the numbers, where he plays, like, there's no way to dispute Juan Soto. This is not a fringe, a borderline, you know, on the bubble decision. Juan Soto is a clear, surefire all-star. There's no debating that. You can make an argument for Mizorowski to be an all-star because of the dominance that he's shown even in those 5 starts, the excitement, right? He looks like a star. So if you want the All-Star game to be about that, then fine. I personally think you probably should put in a little more work or a little more time than five games. I don't know how you can make it 5 games. But at least if your argument is going to be, hey, we want the game's biggest stars on display in the All-Star game, that's why Mizorowski got selected. Hard to argue that, because he's exciting, young stud, star pitch, okay. I would be intrigued to watch him. If you never saw him before, you're a young fan that didn't watch him face the Mets when he faced the Mets, whatever it may be. Hey, I heard about this guy, the Miz. He's becoming a phenom, whatever it may be. You're curious, okay, you want to see him. Put him on the biggest stage. Well, then how do you have Juan Soto out? You idiots. And the reason why I'm really mad is because I wanted to watch it. So think about what baseball did. They took somebody like me, not to mention that the fringe fan probably just could give a crap less about the All-Star game and All-Star week and the Home Run Derby, which also I didn't watch. You know why? Because I boycotted because of Soto. Even though Soto had nothing to do with the Home Run Derby, I didn't want to watch it. I read about it after the fact, only because it's my job. Otherwise, I'd just keep it moving. Really, I should have taken vacation because of baseball, not putting Juan Soto in the All-Star game. But anyway, read about it, know about Jazz and all that, and we can get into that stuff. But the Home Run Derby is, unless you go to it, which I've been to a couple, the 2008 one at Yankee Stadium and then 2013 at Citi Field, and they're fun if you go to it. Even that can be exhausting. But going to it, you know, you sit in the stands, hopefully you catch a ball, whatever, there's excitement there. But the Home Run Derby is useless. We all know that at this point. But I probably would have checked it out. I am boycotting because of Juan Soto. So baseball took somebody like me who loves the sport, wants to love the game, wants to fall in love with the All-Star game again, and I can't because they left Soto off to a point where, when I said this story, I think last week, when I was reading the emails, what was it, two Sundays ago, whenever it was that they came out with the announcement, I got an email, and it was like the Mets media relations thing, like, oh, here are the All-Stars that have been selected for the Mets. And I like did a triple take thinking, wait a second, there's no Soto on here. Like, Soto's such a star that even if his numbers were less than, like if he had the numbers that Tatis Jr. or Corbin Carroll had, he still should be in because he's a big star. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about he's got better numbers than both those guys, and he's a mega star, and he got left off. So what's the reasoning for that? And the reasoning to me, now I don't know this to be factual, but we do know that the players vote on this stuff. It's become a popularity contest within the players. It's why Lindor didn't get selected the last couple of years, although it's a different story with Lindor because you can make good arguments against Francisco Lindor. Prior to last season, especially prior to the second half of last season, he was not a superstar to the level of Juan Soto. He's just not. He's a star, and after last year, more of a star, and he was a good good player, an all-star with Cleveland. He was not that with the Mets, and he's not on Soto's level. And he's had bad first half after bad first half, so you could at least say, hey, you know what? If Lindor wanted to make the all-star team, he should have had better numbers in the first half. But I do think that there was something to him not getting voted in by his peers, because he should have been an all-star the last couple years. At the very, it doesn't have to start, but voted in by his peers to be a backup shortstop. And he did get screwed. But you can make arguments against him, like I just said. With Soto, there is no argument against it. So what, are they just jealous? Are they jealous of the contract? They should be on their hands and knees thanking him and begging him for breaking the bank with that $765 million contract. But think about how foolish Major League Baseball is. Think about how dumb Major League Baseball is. That Juan Soto, one of the game's legit biggest superstars, forget All-Star, he puts All-Stars to shame. He's also a great show with the shuffle, with the at-bats. You saw with the Yankees a year ago. You're seeing with the Mets again this year. Like, we know it here in New York. I understand Yankee fans hate him and Mets fans love, whatever. That's part of what he did, part of the decision. We're just talking about him being a star player, whether it was with the Yankees or Mets. He just got snubbed as a Met this year. How could baseball not have him in the game? Doesn't make any sense. They don't care. I don't care. Boycotting. 888-808-1019. As much as I like to watch, I'm not watching. And good for Soto. Hopefully he's enjoying a vacation somewhere because he's earned that. But he really should be an all-star. Friends of Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. It's really aggravating. I would be pumping the game up. I'd be talking about it, being excited about it from a New York perspective. No Soto? No thank you. Vinny is on Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
What's up, Sal? How's everything going today, bro?
Good. How are you, Vin?
Good, man. So just a couple of quick things. So it's so funny. I'm 49 years old. I'm a little older than you. I grew up loving the All-Star game. It's changed a lot because of the interleague play, and there'll never be that, you see guys all the time now that you wouldn't really see until the All-Star game, and I used to love when they came out and they wore their actual uniform.
Yeah, well, they're doing that again tonight.
Well, it's about time because this whole stupid, all these marketing things are just ridiculous. So a couple of things. First of all, Soto should be there. I'm a Yankees fan, but Major League Baseball can't get out of their own way. They don't know how to market their league. They don't know how to market their stars. They don't know how to market their future. I don't know what they're doing. Just a thought, and I don't think they'll ever do this. Instead of having the All-Star game at the middle of the year, maybe you do one or two things. Maybe you do an All-Star game in the middle of the year based on what they're doing now, which is the players who are good now, and then at the end of the year, you could do something really interesting and have an All-Star game with, like, the best position player in each league make one team and then have them play your future stars that are in the minor leagues and let them have an All-Star game. And then maybe you can have an actual full run.
I think you're getting convoluted there, Vinny. Now, look, I appreciate the thought process and the creativity, and thank you for the call. And I know there's going to be a lot of that going around. I heard the afternoon show talking about it yesterday, how to make things more interesting. I'm not even into that. I'm sure baseball at some point is going to change it. Remember, the appeal of what the All-Star game was it was the National League versus the American League. Star players in each league that never faced each other outside of the World Series. That was the appeal. And now that's gone. It's been gone for years. So they have to change something. But I'm not even talking about that. Like, before you get to, well, they should have these players play this. You should play this game on this day after the season, before the season, during the season, spring training, World Baseball Classic. Tell me. Just give me the damn regular season game. Make the regular season more meaningful. Hey, before you worry about the stupid All-Star game, how about you worry about making the regular season more meaningful? That's more important. Because right now it doesn't mean squat. All you need is one or two good months. You're in the postseason. Anything could happen. So forget the All-Star game. Baseball's got bigger problems. But before we start worrying about fixing the All-Star game and what you could do to enhance it, how about we start with this? Hey, knuckleheads, put the biggest stars in the game. Find me bigger stars than Juan Soto. Find me a bigger contract than Juan Soto. Find me a bigger market that somebody plays in than the one that Juan Soto does. Good God. That's a layup. That's right there in front of him. Like, if I'm in the office, I'm like, dude, you guys want to make this game more interesting? You want to get people to watch? You got to figure out a way to get Soto in it. Fake an injury. Where's Billy Epler when you need him? Get him on the horn. Tell him somebody's hurt. You got to get Soto in this game. He didn't get voted in. He's got to be here. I don't care what. Get him here. Like, that's, anybody could figure that out. Fabian is in the Bronx. What's up, Fabian?
Yo, what's going on, man? Listen, born and raised in the Bronx, Yankee fan, all that. Listen, they hating on him. Did I want him back? Of course. But listen, he went to New York, which is good. And you know what? We shouldn't be afraid to play the best. When the Yankees play the Mets, I want them to be good. So if the games are better, as we saw. So I don't care. I'm from New York, from the Bronx. They hating on Soto. That's it.
Respect,
that's all
Fabian.
I gotta say, man. I'm
respect.
Proud of that too.
I'm with you. There you go. Respect. See, this is a day, and thank you for the call, Fabian. This is a day where Met fans and Yankee fans should come together. I understand that Yankee fans, some of them hate Soto. Some of them don't care, or they pretend they don't care. Some of them hate Soto. Met fans, some of them want more from Soto, but some of them love Soto. Like, whatever. We know the Met fan, Yankee fan thing, and it's always going to be a talking point as long as Soto's here. That's the impact that his decision had on this town, this sports town with these two baseball fan bases. But today is not about Mets versus Yankees as it pertains to Juan Soto. Today is about how the hell does Major League Baseball think that it's good for anybody to not have Juan Soto, one of the game's biggest stars, which is not debatable. Like, there are a lot of things that we bring up and we can debate about it. You or I can debate about it. BT or I can debate about it. He's on vacation. That's why he's not here. You're hearing me for the 17 minutes. You probably get the clue by now he's on vacation. But BT and I can debate about it. This is not debatable. There is no debate. Juan Soto is an all-star. By any measurement, by any analytic, by any eye test, any standard whatsoever, he's an all-star. And the only reason why a bigger deal is not being made about it is because people already don't give a crap about the meaningless All-Star game. I know that some Mets fans complained about it leading up to it, myself included, you know, a week ago, whatever it was, a week and a half. But think about it. The actual game, I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it. I said the boycott thing like last week on SNY as a joke. I'm boycotting. I'm not watching as long as Soto's not in it. And I said that thinking that, oh, they can't be that stupid. He's going to get in. Somebody's going to get hurt. He's going to have to fill a roster spot. Like, and then guys kept getting hurt. It's like, oh, David Peterson is replacing Robbie Ray. And I get it, like pitcher for pitcher, whatever. I don't care. Figure it out. The guy's got to be in the All-Star game. You idiots. If Soto had a down year, if he did what he did April, May, if he did that in June and early July, still, he should be an all-star, but at least you can make a case. And I'd say, hey, you know what? He didn't earn his way in. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. He's still one of the game's biggest stars, but at least he didn't earn his way in. You not only have one of the game's biggest stars, but you have somebody that performed at an all-star level. When has that happened? Usually it's the fringe guy, like a former, or not a former, but a current star, even though he's having a bad year, like Julio Rodriguez. not having a great year. But he gets the benefit of the doubt because he's a star player. So even a guy with a subpar first half, and you're going to be an all-star because we know you're an all-star player. This is the exact opposite. This guy's been a star player his whole life. He's in New York last year and now this year. He's producing at an all-star level. The numbers show that. Forget it. Use your eyes, whatever. The numbers, compared to the guys who got in above him, it's a joke. And yet he's not in. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. It's like baseball went out of their way to keep him out. Which I don't get how. It's ridiculous, the stupidity of this decision. Again, it's not a huge, like Soto's going to rest up. He'll be fine, go have a second half, and hopefully the Mets go out there and win plenty of games. And like nobody cares about that. It's just the All-Star game. But my God, it is a level of stupidity that is incomprehensible. And I'm calling him out for it. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Just getting started here. We'll get plenty of your calls in. We'll get to the Jazz and the Home Run Derby stuff. We'll get to should the Yankees trade for Eugenio Suarez as well. Just getting started. Hear from you guys next. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.